Are you ready to awaken to a new you? Welcome to Healthy You Radio, the radio network that empowers you to heal you. Keisha Yours is here to share over 25 years of frontline medical experience, bringing you the latest scientific and medical research, tempered with the holistic wisdom of Ayurveda and functional medicine, all so you can be the best you you can be. And now your host, Keisha Yours.
And welcome to Healthy You Radio, everybody. This is Keisha Yours, your wellness coach and advisor for today, and bringing you radio that empowers you to heal you. And good afternoon, Valerie.
Hello, Keisha.
Well, now there's sun outside today.
I know.
I see some peppy in that voice.
Well, I'm not having been out there in it yet.
Well, it feels really good. I'll just tell you that.
Yeah, you came in today and said, it's so nice outside. Well, I've been here all day. I'll get out there in it this afternoon.
Well, yesterday when we were talking, though, it was pouring down rain and everyone was coming into my clinic. All my patients were depressed and, you know, seasonal affective disorders going on like crazy, right? And today, everybody has this lightness about them. Yeah, all my patients coming. You can really tell a difference.
I know.
It's really remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
So people sort of walk on sunshine, right? It's that song. Let's play that today.
Okay, we'll get that song going. Get our good moods going.
That's right. This has a lot to do with the way that you sort of feel in your body and your spirit, your emotional state. And that is what we're going to be talking about today, because I really think that in this area, the weather has a great deal to do with the level of stress we feel, how we feel it. And stress plays a huge important factor on hormones. And the way we perceive is actually where our stress emanates from. So if we're perceiving that things are gloomy and doomy out there, then it's really going to start a cascade of hormones that kind of makes it true for us inside of our bodies too. So I've got a wonderful guest today, Dr. Claudia Welch, who is a doctor of oriental medicine and a practitioner of Ayurvedic medicine. She's an author of Eastern Medicine and Philosophy and has just written a new book that's been out. It's called Balance Your Hormones, Balance Your Life, a look at women's health that offers a combined perspective from Western science, Ayurveda, and traditional Chinese medicine. She's been serving on the teaching faculty at the Ayurvedic Institute down in New Mexico with Dr. Laud and the Southwest Acupuncture College, the Acupractice Seminars, and the Kripalu School of Ayurveda. Dr. Welch regularly lectures on Oriental and Ayurvedic medicine internationally and brings a depth of knowledge and a sense of joy to her presentations. And I've been to a couple of those at the National Ayurvedic Medical Association conferences, and they have been by far some of my favorite lectures ever. So welcome to the show, Dr. Welch.
Oh, thanks, Keisha. That's really nice to hear. And you are in Seattle, right?
Yes.
Mm. So you're having better weather than we're having in New York today.
Well, you know what? It is sunny, and we can say that as with a great sense of relief in our voices here, because it has not been sunny for a very long time.
Well, you know, it's a fun way to start out our hour, because I was just up in Vermont, which has recently become my quote-unquote permanent address. We were just talking before we got on the air about how I've been traveling around a lot, but I got there and it was cold. There's still a ton of snow. It's mud season. And you'd think everybody would be just about to strangle something. Uh-huh. Except that there's a saving grace up there, which is the sugaring shack, which is a pretty unique phenomena to Vermont and New England, I think. I don't know that there's maple syrup happening in Washington, is there?
North of us. So in Canada, we've got it. And so we have all kinds of really wonderful maple syrup that comes down across the border, but not in Seattle, no.
So, you know, you're talking about perception affecting stress, and this is on my mind because it's sugaring season in Vermont, and I was just there. But you spend, a friend of mine does this every year. He makes maple syrup in his sugar shack every year, and he said to me with a glint in his eye, Claudia, it's a colossal waste of time. But this is from someone who does it every year. So there's a little secret in this colossal waste of time, which is, you know, it takes about 3 or 4 hours of standing around to make 1 gallon of maple syrup. But while you're doing that, you're hanging out with friends, and they might be drinking tea, and you're talking, and it brings you back to a time when there was nothing more important to do than to sit around and have the sap boil off. And it's this perfect excuse to do nothing for a long time. I think we're wasting not enough time these days.
It's such an important factor. And I talk to my patients about this sometimes because I say, you know, gone are the days when women were out hanging up their wash on the lines and they could talk to each other right across their yards, you know, or they got together in the middle of the afternoon when the kids were at school and sat and just connected and supported one another. The red tent from ancient times where everyone went when their menstrual cycle was on, you know, it's like that's not happening in our society anymore. So thank goodness for the sugar shack.
That was my feeling. It was just, there was nowhere I'd rather be. And usually I try to get to bed, by 10 o'clock at night, very Eastern sort of rhythm. But in sugaring days, I would just sometimes sit there until midnight because it was such a pleasure to waste that time. There was no better use of that time.
Well, you're familiar with Dan Buettner's work with the Blue Zones.
You know, I'm not.
Dan is, he's been on the show and he's works for National Geographic. He's a writer. He doesn't work for them, but they sent him on expedition for one of their studies. And years ago, they were looking at places in the world where there was longevity, and not just centurions as far as living past the age of 100, but in the society, was it a healthy life past 100? And so they used a blue highlighter on a great big world map, kind of studying and looking at this, and that's where the blue zones came up. Whoever had a blue highlighter over them, right?
Right. So there was some blue states versus red states.
Right. No, nothing political about this whatsoever.
Right.
And actually, there's only one place in the United States that actually got on the map. So the rest of them were other places in the world.
Where was that? I'm curious.
So there's one in Sardinia. There's in the United States. It's Loma Linda. It's outside
Loma
of
Linda.
Outside of LA.
Right.
It's a Seventh Day Adventist community.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
And so what they were looking at, you know, Okinawa, Japan. There's a place in Costa Rica, and they were looking at what are the common denominators in these people, and one of them was the very thing that you just tagged, sitting around and connecting in community.
We don't have any time for it here. I remember living in India when I was at 19 or so, and I was taking tabla lessons with a friend of mine, and I'd go over, and you know, the lesson might be at 10 o'clock and it would never start until 10:20, 10:30, 10:40, because first I would have to sit squat on the floor in the kitchen with his mummy drink chai.
Have chai.
And sit around and chat. And, it's interesting, too, the difference in how we chat in the cultures. Like, in India, this is something I've noticed over the years because I go back there every year or two, or sometimes three, but usually every year or two, is that the chats aren't driven by, okay, there's something that needs to be communicated here that's very important, and then we'll move on to the next important thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's this space in the chats. And in fact, it's kind of uncomfortable, I think, for a lot of Westerners to find themselves in a chat with an Indian, because what will happen is You'll chat, there's some kind of point that you've got to get across, and even if the point is just the little banter, hey, how you doing, weather, whatever, and then you feel like, okay, now it's time to move on, but the Indian will just stand there and not say anything. And what I learned some time ago in India is that you know, you say what you need to say, you wait, they might take 30 seconds, say what they need to say, and if you let the space be there for a while, there's a certain natural point in the conversation where everything gets quiet, things that have needed to be said are said, and then there's a space in case something else comes up and just to be. And after a certain amount of that space being there, there's a natural ending spot. And we don't force it, we don't make it, there's a natural ending. And there's something about that that is so beautiful to me. And over the years, it's been something I've tried to import to my own life.
You know, that's a very good point. When I was in India the last time, one of the things that I blogged about and wrote in my journal was the word curiosity. That it seems like, to me, conversations are driven out of curiosity rather than somebody trying to make a point. Where here, since we're so productivity-oriented, it seems like when we talk, it's to make a point, you know, and that there's more of this infusion of curiosity into the conversation where you're really just eager to find out what the other person's feeling, thinking, you know, and I love that.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think there's sometimes where there's just, you know, one of my favorite people to spend time with in India, his name is Omji, and our conversations will have pauses literally 3 minutes long in between saying something and saying the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And during that space, there's just time to be, and there's not even really, in those spaces, there's not even curiosity about what's going to come next or mm-hmm. how the person is feeling. There's just this willingness to just be and feel the space.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, from an Ayurvedic point of view, to me, that feels like feeling the prana, you know, kind of checking in to my own self, seeing the way the energy feels in my body. It gives me a little chance to do that. I kind of get the sense that he's doing the same thing. And then there's this cultivation of prana, cultivation of life force that starts to happen between the two of us, that whenever I leave those conversations, I feel filled.
Mm.
And, you know, in Ayurveda, we talk about prana coming from air, and we could talk about it coming from food, and we talk about it coming from water, but it also comes from cultivating it, just this space. And there's this special phenomena that happens between human beings, between a person and a pet, between a person and a tree, between living beings, that if we're quiet enough and take the space and are looking internally and are curious not about what's going to happen outside but what's happening inside, there's a growing nourishment from that, as well as from food and from drink and from breath.
That's beautiful. And because we are here to talk about hormones and women in your new book, let's mention for listeners that are just tuning into the show and may not be familiar with the word prana and Ayurveda, why don't you explain what Ayurveda is?
Sure. Well, readers may be in the modern world, this is generally the case, is they may be more familiar with Chinese medicine and acupuncture, and, which I have also practiced. But the kind of the easiest way to describe Ayurveda to those people is that Ayurveda is to India what Chinese medicine is to China. So, in other words, for thousands of years in China, they've been practicing acupuncture and herbology and certain lifestyle and diet considerations. And the same thing has been going on in India, but with slightly different tool set. So it's a holistic paradigm that's pretty comprehensive. It includes the diagnostic system and a treatment system and an understanding of anatomy and physiology that is pretty compatible with Western medicine. A lot of the things are pretty compatible with Western medicine, and a lot of things are pretty compatible with Chinese medicine. It's the tools are a little different. So, in other words, in Western medicine, they see a problem in the liver, they might use pharmaceutical drugs or surgery, and Chinese medicine might use acupuncture or herbs, and Ayurveda will also use herbs and certain oil treatments, which are really special in the Ayurvedic system. I haven't seen oil treatments in other systems. But the main thing, I think, that is a really strong point in Ayurveda is it's really elegant understanding of how lifestyle and diet affects individuals. And this is something that, unfortunately, in my experience, has been lost a bit in terms of its practical ease of application in the Chinese medical system. So it's really a strength in Ayurveda. And it's interesting, when Ayurvedic students come to the study of Ayurveda, there's this sense that we start out learning about lifestyle and diet considerations, and students coming to Ayurveda and even patients coming to Ayurveda think, okay, well, this lifestyle and diet stuff is all very good, but the real goods are going to be the special kinds of medicines, the ashes of gems and the rare roots and this and that. But as I've gone along in my life and practice with patients and myself, I've found that really, truly, truly, truly the secrets of health are in the basic stuff, which is lifestyle and diet.
It's interesting because that's been my exact path. I got all high on the things that you're talking about, basmas, and oh my gosh, all these ancient secrets that have been lost, and now we're learning them, you know, and getting excited about that, and then eventually saying, oh my goodness, it all starts with my perception. It all starts with my client's perception. And actually, that is where everything begins and ends. And then food, all the different things that we can do can be very simple. So we have to take a quick break, Claudia. And I just wanted to say that with Ayurveda also, the thing that I find the most elegant about it and beautiful is that it has an understanding that every body is different, and there's not a one size fits all. And our, you know, Western medicine with standardized outcomes has an expectation that we have standardized bodies, and we aren't standardized bodies.
No.
Yeah. So we'll return in just a moment. You're listening to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers, and joining me today is Dr. Claudia Welch, the author of Balance Your Hormones, Balance Your Life. Stay tuned. Keisha Ewers, you've heard me talk a lot about toxins lurking in your family's water supply on this show. You probably drink bottled water to ensure you're drinking fresh, right? Well, why not eliminate all that plastic too, plus the toxins? You can have cleaner water, save cash, and bottle your own water with home water filtration from Pacific Northwest Filters. PNWfilters.com can help you protect your family's health and save you money. PNWfilters.com has convenient under-the-counter water filters and systems for your entire house. These safe, be smart, and check out pnwfilters.com.
If you are tired of feeling sluggish, overweight, and out of balance, then welcome to the Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method. The Fern Life Center now offers this medically designed protocol that results in fat loss while sparing muscle mass. The Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method is an easy four-phase protocol that helps stabilize the pancreas, hormones, and blood sugar levels while burning fat and maintaining muscle. Not to mention an excellent support for cellulite reduction. The best part? We guarantee success. Welcome to your last diet. Call the Fern Life Center now and register for our next free introductory seminar. That's right, free. Call 425-391-3376 or go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and qualify for a drawing to receive your first product free. Call 425-391-3376 and find your Healthy You.
Information provided on the Healthy You radio show is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for the advice provided by your physician or other healthcare professional. You should not use the information from the broadcast of the radio show for diagnosing or treating a health problem, disease, or prescribing any medication or other treatment. It has been said from ancient to modern times that the seat of health begins in the colon. Fern Life Center's colon hydrotherapy is a safe, clean, odor-free method of cleaning up your digestion without the use of drugs or chemicals. Toxicity of the colon can cause severe disease, ranging from simple allergies to major medical problems, including cancer, altered immunity, and even mental health issues that range from brain fog to bipolar disorder. Call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 today to schedule your colon hydrotherapy appointment and start your journey to clean health today. If you call now, you will receive a signature chakra balancing treatment to go along with your colon hydrotherapy session, free. This is a $35 value, absolutely free, if you call now. Go to fernlifecenter.com for more information about our unique colon hydrotherapy program or call 425-391-3376 today.
1150kknw.com. It's why they invented the internet. We think. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And Welcome back to Healthy You Radio, everybody. This is Keisha Ewers. If you can't find us on your dial at 1150 a.m. KKNW Alternative Talk, Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you can find us live streaming on the internet off of your computer on healthyyouradio.com or Facebook fan page us, and there's a button there to listen to the show live. Or go to our archived shows tab on Healthy You Radio and pick up all the shows we've ever done in the last couple of years and take all that great information with you wherever you want on your iPod. So all that information is there for you to sort through the deluge of information that's out there these days so that you can make good informed choices and take responsibility for your own health. Today we have a great guest with us, Dr. Claudia Welch. She's the author of Balance Your Hormones, Balance Your Life. Welcome back to the show, Claudia.
It's really nice to be here.
So you wrote this wonderful book, and I've listened to some of your lectures before, and you did a great job of balancing the questions that come up from a Western mind, which I was telling you off break that, or off air on break, that a lot of my patients will come in and sit down and say, my hormones are out of whack, you know, and when we do some testing and pulse diagnosis, and I say, sure enough, they are. And, you know, ultimately, I always will say, instead of what do we do about this immediacy of the problem, why is it there in the first place? And really getting down to root cause. And you write a lot about this. And I know one time I saw a lecture that you drew buckets of hormones. And my patients will laugh because they see me draw buckets of hormones now. That is due to Dr. Claudia Welch. And you know, I just loved the visual of a bucket, you know, of your stress hormones, a bucket of your sex hormones. And if there's a hole in your bucket where you've got a lot of stress in your life and you're putting something in the top of that bucket, if the hole in the bottom's too big, you're just going to, it's not going to do you any good.
Right.
So why don't you talk about that? Because stress plays such an important factor in this.
All right. Well, let's kind of start back where you were starting. You know, when your patients come in and they say, okay, my hormones are all whacked out, the first thing sometimes people want to do is get a hormone profile. You know, okay, let's see, where's my estrogen, where's my progesterone, where's my cortisol, and how are my adrenals? And basically, if you're feeling stressed throughout the day, your hormones are out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time you feel stressed, your adrenaline and cortisol is released in your system. And adrenaline and cortisol are both stress hormones, and they both rise together, and then adrenaline drops pretty quickly, but cortisol stays in the body for a day or two. And so that worked pretty well back in the day when a bear would jump out of the woods and you'd need to run away from the bear, and then that crisis was over and you could go back to picking corn. I'm really simplifying this, right?
But well, I mean, it's true. That's why I tell my patients, if there's not a saber-toothed tiger chasing you, then, and your stress has just been caused by freeway traffic, then you're not going anywhere to run that cortisol off.
Right, and the bottom line is we feel like there's the saber-toothed tiger or the bear at just about around every corner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it gets to the point, and, you know, when I'm talking about this in seminars, and there's a big group of people, you know, I'll say, you know, if it gets to the point where you're kind of going, and you're catching your breath, and you're panicking when the phone rings, or when you have to, you know, go to your email, or when you're going to your mailbox, then there's a problem. And
or your bank account.
Half the room kind of laughs as if I'm making a joke, and I say, I know that sounds like a joke, but how many of you go, when the phone rings? And half the room lights up, and it's a kind of a common occurrence where we're perceiving benign events as threats over and over. And if we do that every day, not only once a day, but 15 times a day, or sometimes it becomes a minute-to-minute mode where we just feel like we're panicking, then we're irrigating our tissues in our body with stress hormones, because those stress hormones never get a chance to clear out of our system. And they have and then that's when we can start talking about the bucket, like, okay, well, you know, what does this have to do with sex hormones, and what do we do about this, and at menopause, okay, the big problem, right, is not enough estrogen, not enough sex hormones, but this really isn't a big problem, because this is how nature devised in her wisdom and to the plan. And the plan is, okay, stop making babies. You don't need as much as much potential to build tissue and life internally like that anymore after menopause. So what do the buckets have to do with it is that it's like when we're born, we're born with plenty of sex hormones and plenty of potential for stress hormones. So we've got a bucket of stress hormones, we've got a bucket of sex hormones. And basically, the stress hormones are of a certain kind of nature, and their nature is motivating, stimulating, lightening to the system, and the sex hormones are nourishing, grounding, and building to the system. So we want every cell in the body needs motivation, stimulation, mobility, and every cell in the body needs nourishment and juice and lubrication. So these kind of it's a dual force, and Ayurveda, you know, we like to look at Vata, Pitta, and Kapha, three doshas. For a lot, some of your listeners may be familiar with that, but from what I find is with hormones, it's easier to look at things from this dual perspective of things that are grounding and things that are motivating. So if we look at that, we say, okay, every cell needs grounding, every cell needs motivating, every tissue and system needs the same, grounding and motivating, stimulating and nourishing, this kind of these dual forces. And so the buckets are the dual forces. We get a bucket of grounding hormones, which are these sex hormones, and a bucket of stimulating, motivating hormones, which are the stress hormones. And that's all fine as long as there's a balance. But when one or the other is too much or too little at any given time or for any extended period of time, then we start having an imbalance. If we have too much grounding and nourishment, masses might build, too much tissue might build, things like endometriosis, heavy bleeding, breast lumps, uterine fibroids, things like that. And if we have too much motivating factor, we get too anxiety-driven, too ambitious, too mobile, and our tissues become too light, leading to things like osteoporosis and other problems like that. So when we're 30, that bucket of sex hormones starts to decrease a little bit, 35 more like. Progesterone starts to naturally decrease. Then when we're and that starts to decrease little by little until we're 50, and then of course there's far less progesterone and estrogen, so that bucket becomes just naturally lower. So which means that our stress levels naturally need to coincide with that and become lower as well. And if they don't, then we've got this imbalance: too much motivation, too much stress, too much ambition, too much drive, too much lightening kind of force will end up dominating the nourishment we have in our life, and it becomes really easy to outspend the resources we're taking in, physical, spiritual, emotional resources. So what can happen then, that's one just kind of obvious problem, is that the balance gets thrown off. So then we think, okay, well, we can just add more estrogen or more progesterone in the form of hormones, whether they're synthetic hormones or bioidentical hormones or something like that. But there's sort of a problem with that, because the hole in the bucket that you were talking about before is that there's this funky system in the body, which is driven by a prioritization system that the body has, which is that it prioritizes survival over reproduction. So if there's a tremendous amount of stress going on, the body needs to will prioritize creating those stress hormones. And so all hormones are created from kind of a basic cholesterol form. You change that cholesterol form a little bit and it becomes a stress hormone. You change it a little bit in a different way, it becomes a sex hormone. But sex hormones, progesterone specifically, can become stress hormones, but stress hormones can't become sex hormones. It's all a little complicated, but what it means is that if you don't have if you have low sex hormones and high stress, and your body is prioritizing stress hormones, it will actually shape-shift those hormones from the sex hormone bucket and turn them in to produces stress hormones in order to supplement that way of life, that high stress way of life. So and that's the hole in the bucket, is that the sex hormones are becoming stress hormones. So rather than add more hormones to the bucket, the sex hormone bucket, we can simply plug the hole, which is to say, find ways to reduce stress in our lives.
And there it is. And I think that, you know, that was probably hard for you to do without a marker and a whiteboard in front of you.
I think it's sort of easy for me to do, but sort of hard to follow without the whiteboard.
Well, I think ultimately there's some key words in there, and that is that hormones come in a system. You know, and in that system, it's a team, and there is not one hormone producing or excreting gland in the body that's going to allow the other one to fail. You know, you don't, that's where the body compensates. And so you'll have a whole endocrine problem once this goes on for a long time, because there's no place in the body that allows the one part of the body to go bad. You'll start losing your hair, you'll lose your eyelashes, your hands and feet will go cold because of what you just said. The body prioritizes.
Right.
It says, okay, liver, kidneys, lungs, brain, heart, more important than fingers, toes, and hair and eyelashes.
Right. So, and, you know, and it's interesting because, are you still there?
I am.
Okay. I heard the phone beep, but this prioritization system is funny because it prioritizes survival, but it doesn't really prioritize nourishment. So mm-hmm. what happens when that saber-toothed tiger or that bear jump out at us is that we panic and cortisol rises, adrenaline rises, and the body starts shunting energy, prana, blood, energy, however you want to call it, to the extremities, especially to the big the big fight or flight muscles, so that we can run away or so that we can fight.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it does that, it's diverting energy that could be and should be nourishing our vital organs like the liver and the heart and the spleen and the digestive system. It takes it all away from there and shunts it to the periphery, which is perhaps one of the reasons why we tend to feel a little hollow inside sometimes.
Mm-hmm. We have to take a quick break, and okay. When we come back, you've given us a great synopsis of what goes on with stress, and let's talk about some of the outcomes of an unchecked hole in the bucket, things like osteoporosis and, you know, the, any menstrual difficulties, breast health, cardiovascular health, and we'll talk about some very specific things for people that are listening and how this really affects us directly. You're listening to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewer. Stay tuned.
Are you ready to find balance in your life? Sometimes life can be challenging on all levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Visit Fern Life Center and let Keisha Ewers, ARNP, an integrative medical specialist, design a detoxification program that fits your unique needs, body type, and lifestyle. One size does not fit all, and detoxing can potentially be harmful if not done properly. Enter Fern Life Center's detoxification and Panchakarma program and come out with a new lease on life, feeling more energetic, peaceful, and lighter. Call Fern Life Center today and find out what transformation feels like. Call 425-391-3376 and make an appointment with Keisha today. Mention this ad and get a free steam in their unique detoxifying herbalized cedar steamer with any regular massage. Lighten up your body, mind, and spirit. You're worth it. Go to fernlifecenter.com and sign up for Keisha's free monthly newsletter, and you can keep up with the latest health tips, seasonal recipes, words of wisdom, and get your questions answered in her advice column. Thinking about doing a cleanse? Why not do it all the way and detox your body, spirit, and mind? Here's what people are saying about Fern Life Center's Ayurvedic full body detox program called Panchakarma.
My journey with Keisha and Fern Life Center began in February 2008. Upon my initial consultation, my heart and spirit knew Keisha would be the compassionate healer and medical provider I had looked for all of my adult life. My now husband and I went through the Ayurvedic Panchakarma detox program and continue to meet with Keisha to focus focus on our individual growth and healing, I was able to begin peeling back the layers of blockage I had placed in my life decades ago, like the layers of an onion. Not only did I lose 10 pounds and clear up my skin and digestive issues, but this program was a catalyst that created a sense of freedom in my life that I honestly had not thought was possible to achieve.
Start your journey to health and call Fern Life Center at 424-391-3376 today for a consultation with Keisha. Start your cleanse today, 425-391-3376. Mention this ad and get one of your detox supplements free. Not valid with other offers.
Do you suffer from allergies, food sensitivities, hormone imbalance, depression, fatigue, weight gain, burnout, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disorders, skin problems, anxiety, or have stomach or gut issues? There is a solution. Keisha Ewers has over 25 years in medicine and brings the world of naturopathic medicine, Ayurveda, and her Western medical education together to form an integrative approach to solving the root cause of illness. Keisha spends more time with her patients than most doctors and really listens to their stories in order to help cure a problem rather than just treating symptoms. Give yourself the gift of good health and call Keisha today. Take control of your life and call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 for an appointment. For more information about Keisha and Fern Life Center, go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and get a copy of Keisha's immune-boosting tips for free. Beat the flu season naturally. Most insurance plans accepted.
No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Come as you are. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers, and you're joining us today for a radio that empowers you to heal you. And our guest today is Dr. Claudia Welch, who is the author of Balance Your Hormones, Balance Your Life. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Welch.
It's been really fun so far.
So a lot of people have issues today that have to do with what we were talking about in the last segment, which is either issues of heaviness or groundedness, too much groundedness, and lightness or airiness. And in an Ayurvedic perspective, this makes a lot of sense if you understand it. But when you just hear the word osteoporosis because you just had a DEXA scan and you had a hip fracture, that doesn't make a lot of sense to people. And they're desperately seeking information, you know, from medical providers, and they're being given things like Fosamax. You know, we've got Sally Field out there peddling it. And that has a lot of really bad repercussions to it. And so your book is great because it talks about other ways of dealing with these very common problems of our society. So can we start with osteoporosis?
Sure. You know, osteoporosis it's interesting. You know, I really respect Western medicine in many ways and for many things. There's some brilliant diagnostic procedures that you can kind of see what your status quo is and what's going on. And so it's often nice to get that kind of perspective and then think for ourselves about how we might want to deal with it. And I don't want to say that there's never a time to take Fosamax, but let's talk about it a little bit because it's such a highly prescribed herb, a really popular herb these days. Not herb, medication.
It's not an herb.
It's a drug, and it's in a class of drugs called bisphosphonates. And bisphosphonates are interesting. What they do, if you can imagine, and again, it's interesting, Keisha, because you keep asking me questions that really lend themselves to having a whiteboard. this is particularly one picture that I've drawn many times. So again, we're going to have to ask everybody to use their imagination, which gratefully we all have, so we can do this. But imagine just a big picture of a bone, and that cells go into that bone and cells go out of that bone. Cells go in, kind of build that bone, nourish that bone. The cells that go out of that bone are cells that have nourished the bone, and now they're tired, and now they're old, and now they need to leave. And it's like any system in the body. New energy has to come in the form of, say, for the entire human system. It comes in through food and through air and through drink, and it has to leave the system at once it's nourished the system in the form of feces or sweat or urine or exhalation. So this is a common need, a set of needs for any tissue or organism is input and output, and bones are no different. They need healthy building blocks, and they need waste material to leave. So when we have osteoporosis, we either don't have enough healthy building blocks coming in, or the building blocks coming in, we have enough of them, but they're poor quality because our diets are poor, or because our digestions are poor, and so that yields poor quality building blocks. Or we simply aren't eating enough. So someone who is very thin, for example, may not be eating enough, or someone who is over exercising, and so that nourishment is going to other. There's not enough nourishment to go around. So the bones are being kind of starved of those building blocks. So not enough building blocks can lead to osteoporosis. And the other thing that can lead to osteoporosis is too many cells leaving the bones, and it's called osteoclastic activity. Osteoblastic activity builds bone. Osteoclastic activity breaks it down. So if there's either too little osteoblastic building activity, too much osteoclastic breaking down activity, either one of those can be problematic. So what the bisphosphonates do is reduce the osteoclastic activity. So in essence, what that's doing is closing the door for those cells to leave the bone. Those cells that have done their job, they're now kind of wasted, they're now kind of tired, they don't leave the bone as quickly because that door has been shut. Do you get that visual?
Absolutely.
All right, so this is just kind of my way of thinking about it, because what may end up happening now is, okay, our bone density is going to increase naturally because the cells that would be leaving are no longer leaving. But the question arises, is the quality of the bone going to be better or worse or the same? And to answer this question, we just have to use a little common sense. If we stopped eliminating in the form of feces or urine or sweat the toxins or the waste products that are building up in our body, would that serve us well or not? And the answer, of course, is no, that would not serve us well. And so we'd have to theorize that the bone quality would suffer. And indeed, there's some indications that this is happening, because in certain conditions, certain kinds of cancers, high doses of these bisphosphonates are being used. And what they're seeing is, as a result of this, are some pretty macabre side effects, and one of which is called osteonecrosis, which is the death of bone tissue. And what's happening is specifically osteonecrosis of the jaw, so death of the jawbone. And it can get triggered by some dental work or something. If someone's been on Fosamax for a long time or high dose of bisphosphonates, it's something they're seeing, and they're seeing it in a pretty significantly high numbers. It's concerning, and it's not happening with everybody, and it's certainly happening more with people who take higher doses. But it does let us see, okay, there's at least a possibility here that if you shut the door to those cells leaving the bone that need to leave or that naturally would leave, that could create a poor quality bone. So in Ayurveda and Chinese medicine, we prefer to do other kinds of things. And the other kinds of things are fairly basic, and they're things that we all kind of know, which is weight-bearing exercises, good whole food, and enough time in the sun, and enough time outdoors, enough time with appropriate lifestyle, enough sleep, and a balanced life. You know, it's interesting because this book that I just wrote, you know, it's called Balance Your Hormones, Balance Your Life, and I love the title. My wonderful editor picked the title. And when she picked it, my one question with it was, I said, you know, Renee, I love this title, but it's a little backwards, because really what the book is saying is, if you balance your life, your hormones will balance. Not right. like, okay, I need to balance my hormones and that will balance my life. The real point of the book and the truth of the matter is that if we balance our life, our hormones will balance. And this is important to remember for bone loss, because one of the most important factors that I see with bone loss is high stress, because cortisol attacks bone density in about 5 or 6 different ways. Some of these ways are direct, and some of them are indirect. But high cortisol, because it, you know, from an Ayurvedic point of view, because it's this lightening, motivating, kind of stimulating, catabolic, let's say, force in the body, it's going to have a lightening, a catabolic sort of effect on the tissues, including the bone. So that's one of the biggest things that I look at with people is how to manage their stress. And it kind of goes back to what you started out talking about, which is why are we having stress? And a lot of it is perception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doing that work on that really deep level is important. And I think, you know, when we started out this segment, I had talked about Fosamax and the dangers of it and everything. And I also, before we go to break again, want to say that I practice integrative medicine for a reason. I never believe in throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and I think Western medicine does have its place. And I think that, you know, acute care medicine, if you need your appendix out, you don't take herbs. You go get your appendix out, you know, and right. it's interesting being able to use discernment, which is why I even have this radio show, is, you know, sifting through that information and choosing what's right for you as an individual is really, really important. But, you know, to your point, if you do not have a balanced life, your body, all it's doing is a warning system. It's just telling you what's going on. And we tend to want to suppress, you know, take a pill to make that stop saying whatever it's saying instead of listening. So that's another thing I love about Ayurveda is it talks about the different tissue layers that we have in our body. It's not just talking about a disease process. It's talking about how this imbalance that you have is going deeper and deeper and deeper. The more you ignore it or the more you mask it, it just shows up in a different layer in your body. And by the time you get down to bone, you know, usually people are starting to pay attention.
Right. Yeah. Well put. Yeah.
So we have to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll talk more with Dr. Claudia Welch about how to balance your life so that your hormones will follow. This is Keisha Ewer. Stay tuned.
If you are tired of feeling sluggish, overweight, and out of balance, then welcome to the Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method. The Fern Life Center now offers this medically designed protocol that results in fat loss while sparing muscle mass. The Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method is an easy 4-phase protocol that helps stabilize the pancreas, hormones, and blood sugar levels while burning fat and maintaining muscle. Not to mention an excellent support for cellulite reduction. The best part? We guarantee success. Welcome to your last diet. Call the Fern Life Center now and register for our next free introductory seminar. That's right, free. Call 425-391-3376 or go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and qualify for a drawing to receive your first product free. Call 425-391-3376 and find your healthy you. Meditation heals and vitalizes both mind and body. Learn this wonderful art with world-renowned meditation instructor Ajayan Boris in the Effortless Mind Meditation Classes. The Effortless Mind Meditation Classes offer a direct experience of exceptionally deep meditation, accessible to anyone. Call the Fern Life Center today, 425-391-FERN. The Effortless Mind. So easy, anyone can do it.
If you're suffering with sinus congestion, fatigue, itchy eyes, eczema, acne, or any of the host of symptoms of allergies like hay fever, food allergies, even allergies to animals, you need NAET. NAET is a protocol that actually eliminates your allergies forever. Throw away the antihistamines, stop yearly allergy shots, and enjoy having your family pet in the house. To begin your journey to an allergy-free life, call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 or visit fernlifecenter.com. Your consultation with Keisha Ewers, ARNP, is covered by most insurance plans. Call now and start to enjoy the outdoors. Mention this ad and receive your program guidebook free. This is a $20 value. Call or visit Fern Life Center and make your appointment today. 425-391-3376.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers, and joining me today is the author of Balance Your Hormones, Balance Your Life, Dr. Claudia Welch, who has a doctorate in Oriental medicine and is an Ayurvedic practitioner as well. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Welch.
It's so nice to be here.
So we've been talking, I'm going to have you on the show many more times because we haven't even scratched the surface of course, where we can go with this discussion around hormones, right?
Yep. Big one.
It is. And so I'm going to let you choose, you know, where you want to go from here. I had a list of, you know, kind of common things that when you have a hormone imbalance, you wind up having as diagnoses, things like breast health and cardiovascular health, and some of the things that you actually itemized in your book, so people can get the book and read more about this. But what, you know, what would you like to cover in our last kind of four minutes here?
Well, 4 minutes, gosh, let's just watch the sap boil. there's nothing particular. There's so many places we could pick any of them, but you had mentioned to me at break, one of the early breaks, about people questioning a lot whether they should do bioidentical hormones. So maybe just I'll touch on that just really briefly, which is it's more common these days to question synthetic hormone replacement options and HRT, Premarin, Provera, Prempro, those kind of things. And and so people are getting pretty excited about bioidentical hormones. But I would like to just throw out that even though I personally believe that they're better and there are fewer side effects, there have not been this kind of long-term stringent studies that we like to see with pharmaceutical drugs, because they're still big hammers. You know, they're still really refined processed substances that are going into the endocrine system, which is the deepest system in the body, and messing with our hormones. And while they may be better in terms of a stopgap measure than synthetic hormones, but I tend to prefer to use things that balance our life and things that balance our hormones that are part of our diet and part of our lifestyle and not so highly refined and processed and not such big guns.
Well, and that's a very, the word that you use is stopgap too, because I will prescribe these sometimes, but it's always at the very lowest dose. And, you know, yeah. I've sent patients to a compounding pharmacy before I knew I needed to really vet the pharmacy I was sending people to. I had a pharmacist actually say to one of my patients, "She doesn't have you on enough." I thought, wow. You know, when my patient came back, I said, that's out of their scope of practice, you know, like, you just don't do that. And when I called up this pharmacist to talk to him, he was using the Wiley method, which has been made famous by Suzanne Summers, and creating this kind of hormone hunger and hormone addiction, and that's a whole nother show. But it's interesting because that Ayurveda, what I love about it too, is you don't use big hammers. If a little bit's good, a lot must be better, does not work.
No, and it really doesn't work with hormones.
No.
Because a little bit does wonders sometimes, and there's a time and a place for everything. And boy, it'd be really fun to talk about these mega doses of hormones that people are giving women and men as kind of anti-aging medicine these
right.
days. That's a whole other topic. But
we'll do that. I'm going to have you back on, and we can do that, because that's a big one. Anti-aging is a huge thing, and Ayurveda has been an anti-aging remedy for 10,000 years, and it's not,
right.
I always always say it's not about Botox, it's about detox. And so, you know, you really want to understand the source, you know, your mind, your perception. And get this book by Dr. Claudia Welch, Balance Your Hormones, Balance Your Life, because she goes into so many of these different practices that you can do to really balance your life and let your hormones follow, which is where you want to start, instead of taking large doses of hormones and expecting your life to fall into place. That will never happen. So,
amen. And thanks everybody for being there. And I think it's important we all live the lives we want to be living.
And you have a website with a blog. Can you give that really quickly so people can follow you?
The website is www.drclaudiawelch. That's Welch like grape juice, no S. www.drclaudiawelch.com. You can sign up for the blog and the newsletter there.
And it's delightful and really filled with wonderful information. Thank you, Dr. Welch, for being on the show. And we'll
Thanks
talk
so
to you
much.
Again.
It's great to be here.
Remember to live, love, laugh, live, learn, and listen to the Healthy You Radio Network. We'll talk to you next week, everybody.